The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and Tamara Judge. But Tamara Judge is filming at this current moment. She's going to come in a couple minutes late. So I am going to cover the first Housewife headline without her. And it's also involving the Real Housewives of Orange County, Shannon Bedore. And I'm bringing in my producer, Matt, or our producer, Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey.
Hey, I know you love impromptu, you know, being on camera, wearing your Two Teas in a Pod sweatshirt. Hey. Here
we go. Get yours today.
Get yours today. Tap the link. So this one, Queens of Bravo posted, but it's pretty much everywhere. John Jansen sues Shannon Bedore for $75,000. She allegedly borrowed for a facelift. John filed the lawsuit against Shannon for breach or oral contract and promissory fraud. She turned to him for financial support in 2022, borrowing $40,000 via wire transfer for a facelift, allegedly. Then he gave her another $35,000 via personal check. What I was told was he sent her a promissory note. And she said, and this is when they were no longer even together and she just was needing to borrow this money. He sent her a promissory note that said, you know, like, you're going to pay this off with interest. And she said, I'm not signing this because it's a loan between a boyfriend and girlfriend. And, you know, as you guys have heard, she's also repeatedly talked about in the press that she covered everything having to do with their life. So I think that's why this is getting so ugly. Before we get into the other ins and outs, after this news broke, Bedore spoke out in a statement saying, I'm shocked and disappointed that John has filed a lawsuit. My attorney has been in constant communication with his counsel. I agreed to pay John what he wanted because I knew that attorney fees would surpass the amount sought, but more importantly, to eliminate the negative emotional components that come with a lawsuit. It is important that I continue to focus on the positive aspects of my life and move forward. John declined the offer because he refused to sign a mutual non-disparagement agreement. I was hoping that if I met his baseless demand, we could at least use this as an opportunity to bring complete closure to this chapter in my life. Okay, so she refused to sign the promissory note. He's refusing to sign this non-disparagement agreement. What are your thoughts on this, Matt? Because I know I might be a little biased, so I want to hear yours first.
I've always thought that John was a little bit of a fame whore type guy. I do personally think, you know, Shannon was what had a DUI. She's in a tough spot right now because it doesn't seem like she's taking full accountability. And now it kind of feels like he's kicking her when she's down, in my opinion. I don't know. Letting someone borrow $75,000 is a lot of money. And if she did promise to pay it back, I understand why he would want it back now. But it feels like he only wants it back now because she's in a tough spot on the show with the public. He's dating Alexis. It just feels a little like he doesn't necessarily need the money, but he's doing it for the publicity of it.
Well, I think especially if she is talking about him and all of the things that he's done to her. But going into even just loans in general, the way I feel about them is, especially with people that you're either in a relationship with or it's tricky or you're back and forth. I personally don't believe in giving a loan, because this is the kind of shit that happens. You either are going to say, listen, I want to give you this money. I'm giving you this money and it's for you. Or no, you know what? I'm not loaning you the money. But loaning somebody money without, I mean, the first red flag was when she wouldn't sign the promissory note.
Yeah. I think also a point that needs to be made is like, if you need money, that's one thing, but specifically for a cosmetic procedure, it's something you don't necessarily need. So him kind of giving her the money to get a facelift, it's on both sides for me. It just feels like ridiculous. Like, she didn't need a facelift. And if you don't have the money yourself to get a facelift, someone giving you that money to do that, also it's like, shouldn't you rather be like, hey, maybe you worry about your financial situation than going for a cosmetic procedure that costs tens of thousands of dollars that you truly don't need right now?
But then this also leads me to, and I'm having empathy for her in this moment, but this leads me to like going back in the past that he wasn't attracted to her, allegedly, all of those things. I'm like, had he made her feel that in order for them to be together, she had to look better, and that's why he agreed to give her the money? I could be completely wrong, but that could maybe be where her headspace is. But yes, I agree with you. But we also know, we're watching her in real time, getting glam every day, doing all of these things to be on a television show that aren't a requirement. Like, you're getting glam, and Housewives doesn't pay for that. And that adds up when you're filming 5-6 days a week.
Right. We're being told that allegedly they were broken up when this happened, but that doesn't matter because obviously they had a volatile relationship. They were broken up and got back together, broken up and got back together. Weren't they together when she got the DUI? Isn't that what happened? They had a fight. And
whether they were fully together or spending time together, they were publicly spending time together and in communication, which is where money being lent and shared and whatever money situation they had from the very beginning, I think it was a mistake anyway. Like, if you feel like you're buying your significant other, if that's what she was doing, and now this is her repayment, that's going to get ugly too.
Right. If the verbal agreement was that she was going to pay it back at some point, she should be wanting to pay it back. It feels like maybe, possibly, Shannon wants to present that she has more financially than she does. And this is another way of kind of him showing us, the viewers, hey, look, she can't even afford to pay for her own facelift if she can afford to, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's another kind of layer to what's happening here, is kind of trying to lift the veil of who, what's really going on, that she isn't showing the viewers.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think the entire thing is incredibly messy. And also, yes, you can't say, if you're going to say you're going to borrow money from somebody, then you can't set the terms on if you're deciding to pay them back or not. But if I were to ever loan money, which I wouldn't, it's either a gift or not happening at all, I most certainly wouldn't loan money to somebody that refused to sign an agreement saying they were going to pay me back.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. If this was me and you, and you said, Teddy, I need to borrow $10,000, I would either go, Matt, here's $10,000. Or I would say, all right, here's our payment plan. This is a thing. Sign it. Here we go. And if you said, I'm not signing that, who in the world then pays them?
Right. Who writes the check?
Yeah. Or the wire transfer, as we've read. But I mean, it really is a doozy. And I think it goes to show on how brutal this, my guess is how brutal this season's about to be, because this is also some women, I don't know that Shannon has even publicly shared that she's had a facelift. Like, I've shared that I've had a neck lift, but there are a lot of women on these shows that don't publicly talk about it that often. So I think that, yeah, I mean, she may have casually shared it, but I don't think that it's something that she shared it because it was shown on the show, but she hasn't been openly talking about it. Like me, every time I show my neck, I'm like, here's my neck lift. Here's the updates. This is the doctor. Like, I don't know who did hers.
Right. But isn't that kind of telling of Shannon kind of feels like she doesn't want to be open about what's really happening and wants to kind of just be in this kind of delusional world that we've seen with her drinking. I feel like we haven't seen her fully accept the level of what she did. So, I mean, I feel like we just are seeing now that Shannon isn't, we got glimpses last season, I feel like, when we saw her go to production, of who Shannon really is. And I think this is just another way of us being like, oh, okay, so Shannon is maybe not being honest with us as viewers about what's really happening in her life.
And that's the thing. You want to have empathy for somebody, but you want to have empathy for the person that's actually who they are, and not just mm-hmm. who they're trying to present themselves to be. So if Shannon is being authentic, then these are parts of her story that she has to share, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that's the only way she's going to grow or get better or feel better or any of those things. But I mean, we don't really need to harp on this anymore. I mean, I feel like we've cleared it up. Shannon, if you want this to be done, pay him the money. Pay him the money.
And just one more thing before we go.
What?
Can I borrow $75,000?
Absolutely fucking not. you know what? I'll loan you $75. And you don't need to pay me back with interest. And I'm not going to make you sign a note. But a penny more than that, it ain't fucking happening.
Well, I'm not signing a non-disparagement agreement. So good luck.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll bring Tamara Judge on when she gets in.
Real changes happen when you're consistent. Once I started using Vegamore, my hair turned into the hair of my dreams.
Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the results I've always wanted. It is a miracle.
When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. I've made it a part of my daily routine for 6 months now, and I am so happy with the way my hair looks and feels.
Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones.
My life has changed for the better once I started a monthly subscription of Grow Hair Serum. It is easy to stay on top of your hair care when you sign up for a subscription.
I agree with you, Tam. Plus, I save more and never run low on Grow Hair Serum. I seriously can't live without it.
Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff is.
Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription. Order by going to vegamore.com/teapod and use code TEAPOD at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR vegaweed.com/teapod. Code teapod to save 20% on your first order. vegamour.com/teapod. Code teapod. The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. All right, you guys, we are back from our break and traffic has died down, which means Tamra Judge is here. Hi, Tam.
Hey. Same old shit, different day. Just busting my ass over here trying to make buck.
You know what? That's what we got to freaking do. It's a Monday and we just hitting the ground running.
But there's a few people that are not going to be making some bucks moving forward.
Oh my gosh. So many people not making bucks. And here's
Bravo,
the thing.
What is going on?
Well, hold on. The first bucks nobody's going to be making. I really need to know because this first one is about Robin Dixon, who always texts me back the second I text her. Like, she's a good texter. We've always had like a good communication, especially since BravoCon. Yeah. And I texted her the little link from the Jasmine brand where it says Robin Dixon allegedly not returning to Real Housewives of Potomac next season. I texted her and said, please tell me this isn't true. You know what I've heard back?
Crickets.
Uh-oh. Fucking crickets.
Uh-oh, she's probably not allowed to talk about it. And Bravo has not announced that. I have heard that Bravo did announce Candace's exit. The singer who joined the series on season 3 tells People exclusively that she won't be returning to the reality series for the upcoming 9th season. So she quit. She absolutely quit. And then Bravo was pretty much forced to make their own statement. I would imagine that they wanted to make it after the reunion, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, well, it says Bravo famously doesn't comment on casting, but a source close to production confirmed to People Dillard Bassett made the choice to leave the franchise on her own.
Bravo basically announced that she is exiting the show. So they did confirm it.
But this is my question. With everybody going rogue and just announcing whenever they feel like it before reunions, after, like, this is, it's everybody's, I you know what, I hate to pat myself on the back, but you know what? I set this trend. I'm just saying, when you're fired or you quit, you just tell it right away.
So Bravo TV and Bravo Daily Dish, they did a post on Instagram with Candace's face and the caption is, I have decided to take a break from Potomac. Candace Dillard Bassett announces she will not be returning to Potomac after 6 seasons. It kind of sounds like she is taking a break for some reason. You could tell last season, or the season we're on right now, she wasn't that engaged. She walked away a lot. She acted like she was kind of over it. So clearly something's going on. And maybe it's just the cast she has a problem with. And is like, if this is what the cast is, I'm out maybe. I don't know.
Well, I mean, now we don't even know what the cast is because I feel like everyone's getting the boot. But I also think if she is wanting to get pregnant, if she is wanting to do these things that she's talked about on this season.
She said she wants to sing more, too. So,
yeah, I can feel like one foot. We always felt like this season she was 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Yeah.
And maybe she wanted to make that call before anybody else made that call for her.
It's crazy. We had Candy who exited. Now we have Candace that exited. And normally you don't see housewives exiting. And you know what housewife exited and said she will never, ever, ever go back?
I know.
Lisa Rinna.
Did I tell you that?
You said that. And I thought, no, come on, she'll come back. But I guess life after Bravo has been good to her. She's doing a lot of acting jobs. And she said she's never going to go back to Beverly Hills, which bums me out because she's so good on it.
Well, I think everybody gets pushed to their breaking point. You know, like she just had enough. She had given it so much. And then there is always that fear when you're on a reality television show. If they don't have me anymore, or if I quit or whatever it is, will I ever be able to create the income or the life or all of those things without it? And I think she's done it plus some.
Yeah.
So she's like, why would I, what is it going to do for me to go back? Add stress to my life. People forget how much you're actually filming.
It's too demanding. And even though it's only like 3-4 months out of the year, it's a lot of work. I'm exhausted right now. Like I am mentally, physically, all those things just spent. Like I could sleep for a week.
Yeah. She said on Jennifer Hudson, I'm grateful for the experience. I think it made me a better actor working with those women. I just did a movie called Mommy Meanest, which I trained for 8 years on that show. I have a lot to pull from after working with all of these women, you know, different psychologies of different women. I never would have come across that if I didn't do the show. I am grateful for that. And I am the person that I am today because of it, but I will never go back. And when she says never, like she said she was going to quit and then she quit.
She quit. Yeah.
Like she isn't one to mince her words. She may, you know, she may have caused drama and then been like, oh shit, sorry, I didn't mean that or whatever. But also the quality of life is probably better.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that being on the show is exhausting. It's mentally just fucks with your head. And sometimes you're just don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. You're tired. So I get where she was at. I was like that when I got fired. It was, you know, a blessing in disguise. But,
you know, even though she could be an asshole on the show, her natural demeanor isn't one of drama. Like she's a housewife that, like, if you post something for her, you say something. Like I texted her the other day because we were watching Lisa Frankenstein. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my girls have a crush on the boy that's in Lisa Frankenstein. And we pulled him up to stalk him. And it's Delilah's boyfriend. And like, she's just so like, oh my gosh, the support of watching the show. That's awesome. Blah, blah, blah. Like
she's been very supportive. She's reached out to me several times to tell me how the gummies lights out have changed her life and how she's able to sleep and all that. So she's always been very, very supportive.
Yeah. So, I mean, on our next episode, we are going to have NECA on, which I think we can grill into her a little bit more about some of these alleged exits on Potomac. But let's shift gears here. This is from Kyle. Kyle Richards hasn't spoken to Dorit since the reunion. This is from Page Six on her Amazon Lives TikTok. We haven't spoken at all, but I've always supported Dorit since she joined the show. Whether it was about people saying she was phony because of her accent, I defended her with that. She said, saying when you live with somebody who has an accent, you can pick up on an accent. I'm like that too, with the dog, with Lisa Rinna in Hong Kong, with Lisa Vanderpump. I always stood up for her. I think she's making her points of the, you know, the amount of times that she has had her back. The text being read was very hurtful to me. And she said that I was being manipulative and it was actually the complete opposite. I was actually being very forthright and saying, I have a lot at stake right now. And this is really hard for me. I have a lot on my plate. I know what's coming at me. You and I, these are stupid arguments. What are your thoughts?
Listen, I'm curious to see if she'll even be back next season.
Who, Kyle?
Dorit. I feel like she's doing all the things now that the show's over to try to remain on the show. I think everybody knows that there's going to be a shakeup. And I just think going after Kyle is her saving grace.
Yeah, I mean, I think where it's going to get a little bit tricky is Do I think she'll still be on the show? Most likely. I wonder, I've been hearing rumors that Eileen Davidson is coming back.
I saw that too.
Which, something that I did learn directly from Kyle that I didn't know, because I didn't watch the show back then and I never really saw clips of them, that Kyle and Eileen were very close on the show. Did you know, did you watch back then?
I remember that so much about it.
Yeah, she said they never really showed it. She always told me, because I would ask about, I'd be like, who's like some of your favorites from the past? And she was like, Eileen was one of my favorites. Like, she was so fun, but they never showed us having fun together.
I can't remember though how much she gave to the show. Like, was she outspoken? I just felt like Eileen was really sweet.
I don't know, because we will watch on flashback, but I haven't ever seen her on the show. But she was really... She came and filmed one episode that we did like at Kyle's house. She came, it was like me and Dorit, and she was cool. It was like a girl we'd want to be friends
yeah,
with.
I had run into her a few times back when she was on Beverly Hills doing events. And she was always really nice. Really nice.
Our producers are saying she had LVP's number. So maybe that's why she's gone. I think she's the one. Is that who Brandy threw wine at?
Yes. Yes, yeah. It was.
So yes. Who knows? I wouldn't be disappointed to have her back. Oh, I guess she said, beast, how dare you? Being called a beast, like, it's like the other day when somebody said your makeup looked beat and you thought that meant bad.
When someone says your face is beat up.
They didn't say up. They just said your face looks
same
beat.
Same thing, looks beat. I'm like, fuck you. Your face looks beat.
Listen, I don't know, but my glam girls are always like, do you want a good beat today? This next one, Sutton Strack reunites with Kathy Hilton and says she hates people saying she faked her medical emergency at the reunion. It's on the Real Housewives Zone Instagram. I hate that people think I was being fake. If you want to be fake and go to the emergency room, Kathy interrupts and says, then you have a problem. Then you need more than the emergency room. Kathy says Andy was worried and all of the girls were concerned. Then Kyle and I went to dinner, bumped into Andy and called Sutton. Okay, this is what I don't understand.
Wait, but the reunion's done, right?
Yes. Why are these girls doing Facebook Lives right now when they could be filming together next season? Like, I don't want a Facebook Live from them right now off camera.
True. But also, why have we got no statement about the emergency room visit and what went down? Or did we? I missed it.
I can give you a faux one. I know I'm not an 8.5 doctor, but I can give you a faux one.
Okay, what happened?
It was an anxiety attack. Hmm. Some form of anxiety.
I have been having anxiety lately, and I'm not an anxiety person. I think it could be filming.
Yeah, I mean, I've had one while filming something before, but it actually wasn't Housewives. I had it while filming the Wendy Williams show. And like my whole body and I didn't know what I was saying. I couldn't feel anything. Yeah. Like, I was like, and I walked off, and then I like remember, I think Edwin was with me, and I was like, how was that? I cannot remember one thing. I hadn't had one alcoholic beverage, nothing. But I think it was like during all the LVP shit, and like everybody was mad at me, so I was worried. But I seriously, to this day, like, do not remember doing that interview. My entire body went like cold and black and then sweaty.
I've been
and
having
like
some of those issues lately, which I never.
Oh, well, I hope they don't continue. But either way, Kathy and Sutton, save it for the television.
Yeah. So Real Housewives of Miami will have a fall production start date, and there will be cast changes. How do we feel about that? And who do you think that they should get rid of?
Well, I commented on Queens of Bravo. I said, guys, absolutely not. The only thing we need is more mojitos. And I would say 90% of the people agreed with me. And the other people, of course, were like, you don't go here, Teddy, fucking loser.
Because 9 mojitos isn't enough?
No, but I'm just saying, I don't think they need a recast.
No, I think that they could switch it up a little bit. Just a little bit.
Fine. Who goes?
Adriana.
Yeah.
And I really think that's it. I think that Julia could be a friend of.
Yeah. And I mean, I have to say I've taken a complete turn on Gertie since having her on the pod because I loved her so much.
Yeah.
Like I thought watching the show, her energy was fake. Yeah. But that's actually her energy. I spent so many hours with her. Like she is just on it. And it's granted, it's very different from how I am naturally. But like she, that's just her. She
is not like that.
No, on it. We're not operating at a 10.
No, we're like, do we have to talk? Do we have to get changed? Do we have to put makeup on? God, stop bothering me.
But I don't want to have to wait till fall. Like, what's the break?
I don't know. I think they're changing some programming.
Yeah. Times. I feel like there's some shifting coming around.
Definitely.
All right. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk about Potomac. The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
All right, we are back to talk about the Real Housewives of Potomac.
Oh, okay. Boy. What a doozy, man.
What a freaking doozy. Okay, so cameras were brought back up after the altercation. Deborah threw a drink on Candace and then turned around and hit Kiarna in the head with a glass. Wendy says that before Deborah said anything to Candace, she said something aggressive to Ashley. Ashley says Deborah and Candace are grown women and there was no need for this to happen. Do you feel like Ashley knew Deborah was going to act out at some point during the event?
I think she probably expected it, but why did it happen when the cameras went down?
I don't know, but Ashley commented on Instagram that she asked if cameras are down because she wanted to play bops that wouldn't be cleared. Ashley, are you Ashley B. Lyon?
Ashley B. Lyon. I don't think that she actually expected it to get to this level, but I think she knew what she was doing.
Yeah. And I mean, the videos are easily accessible. We see multiple things happening.
I'm really shocked that somebody at the party, obviously somebody was there, participating in the party would leak it to TMZ.
You're shocked by this?
Well, I'm just like, if you have people, if I have somebody at my party and I invite them and they leak footage of what we're filming, I would never speak to them again. Like, you can't trust somebody like that.
No, you can't. But you also, you, if somebody's willing to attend one of those parties without being paid, where there's no music, you're seeing those types of fashions, like, you got to expect that the shit's going to come back.
And that's like, why
they're there for the tea.
And this is exactly why production doesn't like to film with a lot of people at a party, because people cannot be trusted.
And, you know, here's a PSA for anybody listening or wanting to film on Housewives to go to a party. Parties on Housewives are not fun.
No.
There is no music. And if there is music, it's like the standard 10 beats where you're like, that's why everyone looks like.
Well, the music's getting better. It used to be porn music.
I mean, it's just brutal. But
could you imagine what it was like when we had our gym and we had to do classes on camera? And it was
give
like,
it to me. And one and two.
Yeah,
and
it
give
was
it to
all
me.
Like this weird porn music that we had to work out to.
So bad. Well, Ashley has decided to put a pause on her friendship with Deborah after she doubled down on social media. Deborah post said, "You left your nail in my real ponytail that you unsuccessfully could not rip out."
Ew.
In the photo, she's holding a press-on nail, which appears to be Kiarna's. Let me know if you'd like it back. Now let someone leak the whole video, because that floor work sure was something that wasn't it, Special K. P.S. Did you enjoy your ambulance ride? Punch me in my face first. No, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Deborah, you're doing too much.
Doing too much, man. Like, just shut up. She's instead of doubling down.
And as Katie would say from Vanderpump Rules, it's giving audacity.
I know. But obviously, Deborah is trying to get a spot on the show. And that's never going to happen now.
Never gonna get it. As somebody who has recently done like the Mommy and Me circuit with Dove, like, you don't necessarily know the people. Like, Ashley keeps saying, well, she's a friend because we're parenting friends, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah. Being friends with your kids is very different than being solely friends. And like, yes, it can metamorphose into a stronger relationship. Mm-hmm. But there are women that, like at Dove's preschool, that are totally nice, that I've had dinner with our kids, and they seem like good people, but I'm not hanging out with them on my own. Do I know anything about their personal lives? Absolutely not. I solely know.
So that's how much Ashley knew this girl?
She said, yeah, we met Mommy and Me and we've always hung out with our kids. That is a very different type of friendship. But Ashley says Deborah heard Candace and Wendy talking badly about her, and that's why she reacted. But she's seen that side of Deborah before. I would hope not with your kids.
I know. But do you think that Ashley had an agenda for Deborah to start with Candace? Do you think it was like a setup?
I think that.
Because those things usually backfire in your face. We had a certain situation like that on Orange County where Shannon brought in a couple of people that she knew was going to go after Kelly.
I mean, I think here's the thing.
And then after, when they did and it backfired in her face, she acted like that wasn't her agenda when it was.
I think the problem is Ashley brought Deborah around last season to make up lies about the women's husbands. She knew what she was doing by bringing her to this event. Like, so does that make her responsible for physical violence? No. But does she have to take culpability for handing, you know, Deborah the match? Yes, you have to say, like, I knew she was coming in hot. I knew the situation was going to be a problem. Wendy tells Ashley that Deborah came with an agenda. Do you think that Ashley still at this point, even though she doesn't know her that way, should take a little bit of accountability?
Yes, for sure. I think she knew what she was doing by inviting her. Probably didn't know it was going to go to that level. And now is like, oh, well, I'm going to stand back, you know, step back from her and all that. But do you think that Ashley was sincere when she said that? Are they still in Mommy and Me?
I don't know. I think it's Ashley. The season is so hard for me to track with all her floral and like happiness. I can't.
She's so pretty though. You could just feel like she can do no wrong because she just smiles. You know, she tells you off. She just, I don't know what makes her so happy, but I want some.
I think Ashley knows what she's got to do to make things happen, but I don't think she thought this was going to happen.
That Ashley should worry about her job?
Truly, yes.
You do.
I don't want Ashley to have to worry about her job, but I do think that if Candace is gone, if Robin's gone, I don't know what's going to happen with Karen.
What's going to happen with Wendy?
I need her to be paused.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I'm really trying to get on board. Or just gone. Like by paused, I mean, bye.
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 Nice knowing you. I'll see you later.
But the way that Giselle, Ashley, and Giselle's friend Cal try to spin this to be Candace's fault is a little bit on the yucky side. Like,
yeah.
Here's the thing. If you were getting into a physical altercation, unless I thought you were getting hurt and I needed to protect you, I'm not sure that I would get in the mix at all. I think I would be fine.
I would have ran like a little bitch.
That's what I was saying.
I'd be like, oh, I'm out of here.
My one fight at the Holiday Inn Express in the eighth grade where Aaliyah was texting my boyfriend. Well, not texting. She was paging him.
Yeah. I was saying, there's no texting.
There was no texting. She paged him and I knew because she did the 341 or whatever it is, which meant I love you. It was her number and I was fucking pissed. I remember looking at my best friend, Brooke, and going like this. Hold my retainer.
You ever had your hair pulled?
No, but then I what was I going to do? And I remember being like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. You want some of this?
Like,
you want some of this, really? Mellencamp?
This is what you want. And she's like,
Mellencamp.
Like, I took my retainer out for, like, listen, my mom's going to have my ass.
You'd probably be better off with your retainer in and probably protect your teeth.
Yeah. Either way, neither of us hit either one of us, but we did.
Or did you have one of those metal lines or like,
yeah, the metal line.
Oh, that's not going to help you.
This is pre-Invisalign. Yeah. And it was a watermelon underneath. Like it had like,
oh, isn't that cute?
The pink and the black dots, but I took it out. I took it out to fight her.
Ready to fight some bitches.
But she didn't want to fight me.
I got in a fight in a car with my roommate. We weren't driving. We were in the back seat over a guy. And she was pulling my hair and I was pulling her hair. I mean, we both had handfuls of hair. And this is pre-hair extensions when I actually had hair.
Oh, it must be nice.
It hasn't all fallen out like it has now.
I mean, the only person that I've gotten in physical altercations with is my sister.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like you and I could play this game. This would be a game we would play. So my sister and I would have to go fly to my dad's like every other week to see him. It was like part of our visitation mm-hmm. thing. So you're flown unaccompanied minor. I was 4 years older. Everybody kind of thought I was the nicer of the two, but clearly I was the bigger asshole. Mm-hmm. Like she's the nice one. But I used to play a game. It's called Don't Touch Me.
Oh.
So what you do is you sit on a plane.
I'm going to play that. Don't talk to me. Don't touch me.
It's the best game ever. So the rules are, they're pretty simple. You sit next to each other on like whatever small Southwest flight and you're like, don't touch me. If you do touch me, then you're going to get hit. So we would sit next to, each other.
How old were you when you were doing this?
I don't know, 13.
Was it like a punch on the top of the leg?
Oh, it could be this kind of punch. It could be a pinch. It could be whatever. But then what you do is you get dangerously close to see if they're going to try you.
Oh, my God. How long was this flight?
I mean, we did it for years. And
Teddy,
now
do you have anger issues?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
I did.
Probably. But like we would like now to this day, whenever we're together, I'm like, let's play Don't Touch Me. And she's like, fuck you.
You ain't touching me, bitch.
Because then I would make her. I'd like put my elbow so close and then I told you once.
Oh my God.
But either way.
It was pretty interesting how they put up what were the women up to now and they talked about it and then they skip over to Mia and Gordon.
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
That whole conversation.
Well, let's talk about Mia and Gordon for a second. So Mia and Gordon ended their 11-year marriage. Mia Gordon officially separated in July, but no one knew. Gordon says he knew Mia had been having an affair for 10 plus years and that she had an affair with Ink right before they got married. Gordon questions why Ink thought Jeremiah was his son. Then I was shocked that they showed that there was never a paternity test.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's going to be one.
I mean, I got to tell you, I would want one. Then Mia told Gordon that when she was pregnant, it may not be his, but they never took the test. Gordon says Mia wanted to leave when he ran out of funds. Mia says if she was leaving due to financial reasons, she would have left 7 to 8 years ago. I mean,
but
I gotta
why
say
would Gordon want to marry Mia if he knew she was having an affair prior to marriage? I mean, I don't know. I'm not very open to these open marriages,
sugar daddy type situations.
Well, it's like an open marriage, but you know, if you're in an open marriage and you have three kids, like, isn't that when you say, okay, we're not doing this anymore. We have three kids. Like, let's concentrate on our children and our family.
But also, like, I don't know the idea of wanting companionship that badly, because I'm perfectly fine being alone. Yeah. Like, I really am.
Right.
Like,
no, I am too.
If you're not going to like add to my life, I don't need to like force a relationship. Like, there's no financial gain. But I think that's where we're forgetting. If there was a financial gain at some point, or if you're having, and I think we talked about this on Flashback with Joe, if you do have some kind of daddy issues and all of a sudden you have somebody that feels like a supporter and strength, and maybe at this point Ink wasn't able to do that for her,
wasn't able to financially support her. Mia did say in Watch What Happens Live last night that the affair happened after they married. Now, when you watch this, did you feel bad for Gordon, or did you say, okay, well, you knew what was going on?
I mean, I was grateful that Gordon came to the show to save the season and get Mia her first seat. But I also, I haven't ever been in a relationship like this, so I really don't understand. But because to me, it's always seemed like Mia is the boss of the two of them. Like, if Gordon seemed like he had the upper hand, like he was the boss, he was in the power situation, then I would think it would be one thing, but it doesn't feel that way. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But I guess that we'll do a little, what are they up to as we're heading out of this.
Do you think
episode.
That they're going to reveal who the father is at the reunion?
Oh my gosh. Andy, I will learn how to give a paternity test if you will have me at that reunion.
Oh my God. Did you also see the preview for the reunion? Gordon says hi to Ink on FaceTime at the reunion. This is just getting weirder by the moment.
But the reunion trailer, Andy begins the reunion by setting an intention for the Potomac housewives that each of you can find a path towards moving forward. You're a loser, Candace tells Robin before Giselle lists all the things Candace has said about her. Giselle's an imp. Giselle's the devil. Giselle is evil. All true, says Candace.
What's an imp?
Imp is like a devil. But she already said devil, so why are you repeating your words?
Yeah.
Then Andy
it's
tells
a different
the women.
Kind of devil.
Candace responds, I have him. He is right here. NECA claims Wendy iced me out of this group. Ashley says of Michael, I still love him. Ashley says, I still massage this man's feet every night.
Oh my God, they're still together. They're still together.
I told you. It's just
you knew it. You called it. I thought, no way.
Yeah, so they're still fucking together. They're just, she doesn't want him on the show. He doesn't want to be on the show, but they still have the same open relationship. Then Mia drops a bomb. But her fiance Ink thinks that the father of Mia's 8-year-old son, Jeremiah Carter, something that Gordon has previously alleged. Woo! But now that Candace is gone, if Ashley doesn't get fired, do you think Michael will film? Because remember, he wasn't filming because of Candace.
Yeah, if they're going to be open about their relationship, it doesn't sound like they're open.
This is what I would like to know, because I think this is interesting. This isn't coming from a judgmental place, but if you have an open marriage, tell us how it works. Like, how does it work? Because I am a jealous, crazy person, and it would not work for me. So I need to understand all the ins and outs, because there's a lot of couples that do this. I just need to hear about it, and I'm fine to hear about it on the
Real Housewives. I just don't understand what the point is.
I'm too old to be
that's how I feel.
Dicking around with multiple
I don't
people.
Want to dick around with anybody. Like, I'm tired.
I can barely dick around with my own husband, let
That's
alone
how
other
I
people's
feel.
Husbands.
Is it that time again, babe?
Thanks for tuning in. We will be back to interview NECA, so make sure that you tune in to the next Two Teas in a Pod. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top-quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab-tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD, that's TEAPOD, at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.